Okay, we're on Chof Tes, Hamad Aleph in the Mishnah. V'haya ke'asher yorim Moshe yadoi. When he would lift up Moshe ben his hands, v'gova Yisrael, Yisrael would win the war. V'goyma. V'chi yadov shel Moshe, is it the hands of Moshe, oisus milchoma or shervis milchoma, make or break the war? Okay, Ella, Lumalacha, it's coming to tell you. Calls the man Shah Yisrael Mistachlim Klapi Malo. Any time that Yisrael were looking above, basically to Hashem, Umish Abdin Eslibam La'aviyam Shabashabayim, and subjugating their hearts to their Father in heaven. Hay Misgabrim, they were Misgabrim. Ve'im Lav, and if not, Hay Noiflim, they would be fall down. Okay, so it's interesting over here. The Marsha actually says, what's the connection over here? Like, why is this over here? It's all about Kavana. Because before we're speaking about Im Kiva in Libo.
I'm
going
Kavana.
Okay, right. Okay. Fine. So that's why, well, the Mishnah, right, yeah, so that seems to be Raya. No, but I'm saying, yeah, it's interesting. That's what the Mishnah, what would he say to that? What would his connection be? True. But according to the one that holds, you do need Kavana. We understand why this thing is, yeah. And it's another interesting thing. He says, normally when you daven, we said that he's yored lifnei ateva. Somebody goes down, right? Because it's ma'amakim karasi ka, right? From the depths we know. But over here, the point of Moshe Rabbeinu, he went up. He went up onto the, right? It was going up, was to show them that they should be, it's about focusing. Intent. Kiyotzi badavar, a similar thing. Ato'imeh, asir l'chos teraf, you should make yourself a serpent. The simo you saw and place it al nais upon a pole via colon oshuch. Anyone who was bitten, v'ra'o yisoy v'chay will see it and he will live. V'chi nachash memes or nachash b'chaya, is it this snake? It's got the power of life and death in its hands. Yeah, el bezman Yisrael mustaklim klapi ma'alo. When they're looking to above, then mishtabim esli la'aviyam shabeshamayim, and the mishabed the hearts to Hashem. In the heavens, and then the snake would have the power to, well, the snake on the banner would have the power to heal them. If not, they would die. Cheresh, all right, fine. Back to a bit more halachic over here. And so cheresh shoyt begotten ein moitzin es rabim yideich vason. They can't moitzi the people to help people fulfill their chiyuv and shoyfa or davening. Yeah, zechal kol she'enu mechuyev b'davar. Anyone's not mechuyev in something. Is Eino Moitzi as a rabbim? He can't be Moitzi. It's interesting, the rabbim, maybe they said they'd take that out. Achayrim, some people say Achayrim, right? Because, so, Choyvasom. Okay. We've got a Braiser over here. Tanarabon. A call Chayven B'Tikir Shoifa. Everyone's Chayven B'Tikir Shoifa. Kohanim, V'Levim, V'Yisraelim, Geirim, converts, V'Avodim, Mushuchrorim. Okay, freed slaves, V'Tumtum. And somebody who's got his faculties hidden, but androgynous, and also an androgynous, somebody who's got both faculties somewhat. Okay, they all have an obligation to listen to shofar. Now, tumtum eino moitzi lo es minoi. He can't be moitzi somebody who's similar to him, his fellow tumtum. Veloshe eino minoi, and also somebody who's not a tumtum, because we don't really know what's going on. It could be that he's a male tum. It could be that he's a female tum tum, and his fellow tum tums are male tum tum. Then it would maybe yeah, and chanami, because then we said before it wasn't a sophic. Good.
So you're saying that would be a situation for sake, of course, right? Because you're saying it has to be in order to not be made to have to be two stardom bad. It would have to be he's a female, and the other one would have to be a male. So that would be a sphate sphate.
Yeah, but you know that chila.
Sphate sphate.
Well, Matt, yeah, but what's that?
Why is this fake? Because once again,
what's well, fake?
If he's a male, if the tumtum in front of us is a male, it doesn't matter what the other tumtum is. So once our fake is that he's a male, in which case the father would be most of the one. Even if he's a female, maybe the other one's a female. In which case is
the shach says we don't make fake fakers up.
No, I'm saying.
Speak to the shach. Okay, androgynous. Moitzi es mino. Androgynous can be moitzi es minoi. Yeah, aval loy es she'eino mino. Oh, so an androgynous, all androgynouses are the same, whatever they are, right? So therefore, so Sabar Shok over here, if he's if, okay, so so me shechetzioi, okay, me shechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin. Now, somebody who's a hot, I've got his, right back to the chagiga over there. Somebody who's a chetzi chetzi, right? He's not moitzi loes mino v'lesha eino mino because we're going to speak about that. So now, amama hakol chayim b'tkiya shofar. Everyone is chayim b'tkiya shofar. Kohanim, levim v'yisraelim. So as the Gemara peshita, I hani lo mechayiv. If these are not chayiv. Man Mechayevi, who is Chayev? So, answer the Gemara. No, Kohenim Itzricha Lei. There's actually a Chiddush to say Kohenim Mechayev. Salchatach, I mean, you may have thought to say, Hoil V'Ksiv Yom Truayi Alechem. It's a day of blowing, it should be for you. Talking specifically about, speaking about Rosh Hashanah over here. Man Delesi, Elibatikia Dechadyuma. Somebody who's only obligated as a once a year blowing, who the mechayev, he would be chayev. However, vahani koinim, these koinim hoil the isnu b'tkiya, because they're in blowing, blasting the cholish on all year round. Yeah, the chesiv b'tkasam b'chatzoytus al oilu seichem, and should blow or blast on your korbanos. I might say lo lechayv, and they're not, maybe shouldn't be chayv. Kamash mulan, it's only it's a once a year thing. But says the Gemara, me dami, is that similar? Good morning, Ali. We're about on Chof Tess, about 12 lines from the bottom or so. Yeah. So me dami, is that a good comparison? Hossam over there with on the korbanos that what they're blowing is chotzos, is trumpets, hacha shofar. So that can't be pshat. Ella itzrich. No, this is what you need it for. It's true, right? It could be that he's. Oh well, look. Salkadach etamina. You may have thought to say, hoil v'tanan. It says with regards to shofar, right? To shava a yovel l'rosh hashanah l'tzkiyah l'brachos. We said that yovel, which is right of Yom Kippur of yovel, is similar as with the gzeres shava even to Rosh Hashanah, and also. With regards to the tekiyas and the brachos, okay. So man deisei b'mitzvahs of yovel, somebody who the mitzvahs of yovel apply to him in the full sense, so that isei b'mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah, he would also be in the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah, okay. But hani kohenim, so there's some people who goes also with here is levim as well. Yeah, hoil v'leisnu b'mitzvahs de yovel. But these Kohanim and Levim, since they're not in all, they're not subject to all of the mitzvahs of Yovel, some of the mitzvahs don't apply to them. Ditzinam, which we'll prove in the Mishnah. Kohanim, Levim, Moichrim Leolam, they can always sell their land. That Rashi says that's not the focus over here. But Goyalim, this is the focus over here. They can redeem their land, Leolam. Right? Marsha Ein Kain with Yisrael. Rashi focuses on the point over here is like this, that normally, if someone would sanctify his land to the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't redeem it in the time, then and Yovel came, basically he's lost his connection to that land and he can never retrieve it. Yeah, but that does not apply to Kohanim and Levim. So therefore, I would say Eima b'mitzvah the Rosh Hashanah lo lechayvu. I said also they should not be subject to the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah because they're not okay. So Kabash will learn that they are. Okay, now mi shechetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin. Somebody shechetzi eved and chetzi ben chorin. Eino moitzi lo yas minoy v'lo she'es eino minoy. So that was a quote from the Brisa. Somebody shechetzi ben chorin can't be moitzi anybody. Okay, so Omar Rav Huna says Rav Huna, we should know ulo atzmoi moitzi. He can be moitzi himself. He can do it right. Okay, so Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna says Rav Nachman to Rav Huna, my shnal la'achirim delo. Why other people he can't be moitzi? Jalo Aisi doesn't come, Sad Cheirus, Sad Avdo, sorry, the side, the aspect of him which is in, which is a slave, Mapik and Bimoitzi, right, Sad Cheirus, to the side of freedom. So that's for other people, basically, right, because he's got an aspect of Eved, so he can't be Moitzi, a free person. So the same applies to himself, says Rav Nachman. La'atzmoy Nami. low ice, it can't come. The Tad Abdus did his own half slave self. Umapi can be might see Tad Cherus did and to fulfill the chiyuv of his free set, free half. So El Amar Rav Nachman says Rav Nachman is not so it's not true what he said Rav Huna. Avla Atzmoi Eina Moitzi. He can't even be Moitzi himself. Like he would have to get somebody else to be Moitzi his half free side. Okay, Tanya Nami Hachi Mishachet Yoeved Vechetu Ben Chorin. Somebody who's this this in the state. Avla Atzmoi Eina Moitzi. He can't even be Moitzi himself.
He can Moitzi himself
with Kiddush. Yes, because he's Chayven Kiddush. Because he's like a woman. And a woman's chayvin, right? David, Kanani, should be chayvin kiddush. Yep.
And this is even according to Mishnah Charon, doesn't it?
Even on Mishnah Rishon, you mean? Ah, you're saying what? You're saying good point. What about Mishnah Achron in Chagiga over there? And Lachori should be able. He should be able to moitz himself. Right, because we said that it's Ke'ilu is according to the Sfar that Rashi gave over there, it's Ke'ilu is free. Okay, Tani Ava Bre de Rebbe Zeira. So Ava, the son of Rebbe Zeira, taught, yeah, Kol HaBrochos, all brochas, Kulon Afal Pisha Yotza, even though he's Yotzi himself, he's fulfilled his obligation, he can be Moitzi, he can Moitzi other people. With the exception, Chutz mi Berchas Alechem and Berchas Ayayin. With the exception, basically, of Berchas and Nehenin. Basically, if it's a Berchas and Mitzvah, you can be motzi somebody else, even though you've already fulfilled your halachic obligation, because Rashi says, because we got this arvos, right? The principle of arvos. So it is like, you know, the chiv in a certain sense is also on him, even though he's been motzi. Okay, but anenin, right? We're going to say she'im lo yotzo. If he's not yotzo already, then he can be motzi. Yeah, but im yotzo, if he's yotzo already, ain't no motzi. He can't be motzi because over here it's not an obligation to make a brocha as such. He's not obligated to eat. He wants to eat. If he wants to eat, he's got to say a brocha. But it's not a chiyuv. Just don't eat. You don't have to eat. So by it, Rabbi. Rabbi has a question though. Let's according to this though, berachas alechem shel matzah. What about the hamoitzi that we say on matzah? Yeah, and berachas we're on now. We just turned over to Chof Tes Amud Beis, and also and berachas yayin shel kiddush and the brei pi gofen that we say on kiddush. Hayoyim means kiddush. Hayoyim means the nighttime kiddush. Moho. What's halacha? Yeah. Kivan de choyva hu mapik. Sin is a choyva here. Over is mapik because over here he has to eat the bread and he has to drink the wine and therefore when it's certain he has someone has there has to be a berachas hamoitzi said and also there's got to be berachas hagafen said over here. So therefore it's like considered part of the mitzvah and therefore even if he's already moitzi yoitzi himself he can be moitzi other people. Okay, that would be fine. Yeah, or Dilma, perhaps not. But bracha lav choy vehi. If you look at it individually, this bracha it's in of itself, it is not an obligatory bracha. It happens to be over here that you have to say it, but it's not be'etzem, an obligatory chiyuvi bracha. Okay, Tashma, Tam Ravashi. Ravashi said, Ki havinun be Rav Papi. When we used to be around in Rav Papi's house, having a kaddish lon, he would make kiddish for us. But he have a icy arise when his arise would come, his sharecropper midabra from the fields, have a mekadesh blay. Yeah, he would also make kiddush for him. So you see over there, it's quite clear. We got Maizarav that over here we would say that it's got the din of a berachas mitzvah, and he could even though after mishu yotzo is moitzi. Tana rabbanon lo yifrois adam prusa lo orchin. A person shouldn't give to the orchim elim kain oichel imahem unless he's eating with them. So basically, you can't make a berachas anenin unless you're eating with them and you need to say a bracha for yourself. Aval poyusu levono, but for his children, vnei beiso and the people of his house, he may do that even if he's already said a bracha because it's kedei lechanchan b'mitzvos in order to educate them and that we say brachas over food, over halel megillah with regards to halel megillah, which is a berachas mitzvah. Afal pishi yotza moitzi. Even though he's already in yotzi, he can be moitzi people. Okay, blin eder hadron loch ro beisdin. What's that? That's what it's saying.